Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. There was a time when you had brew pubs that were, in effect, restaurants that made their own beer. And you had microbreweries that had tasting rooms where you sampled their beer and then left with a six-pack or a growler of what you enjoyed the most. But now, many of the microbreweries in Vermont have added food to their menu to round out the experience. Sally Pollock, who writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press, has had the opportunity to sample what's being offered at a few of these, and she's here to tell us about them. Sally, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Hi, Rick.
For these microbreweries, the craft brew is really what they care about. So why add food to the mix?
I think it's a way to bring more people in and just sort of augment the experience. It's nice, as we all know, to enjoy a meal with beer. And I found that there's really two sets of businesses or enterprises in a way. One are brew pubs, like the Norwich Inn in Norwich makes beer, brews beer, and has meals. Prohibition Pig, Madison Brewing Company in Bennington, Whetstone Station in Brattleboro. And then there are businesses that are primarily breweries, like Harpoon, Otter Creek, Fiddlehead, with an associated pizza place. And these are places that really are focusing on beer, but you can go there and have really neat meals.
And then there's the ones that have done both.
Yes. Well, those places have. Harpoon has, and Otter Creek has. They're mainly beer, but you can eat there. And then there's a place like we went to Lost Nation Brewery in Morrisville. And this is mainly beer that you can get in bars. There's bars all over Vermont, and they bottle it. And they also have a really neat little sort of roadhouse restaurant. Very low-key, very kind of upbeat, and great food.
And that's one you were really looking forward to visit. Why?
Well, because I saw they had bloody cheeseburgers on their menu, and that's something that I travel for. And I love the name, Lost Nation. I always thought it was a really cool name, and then I found out from the two guys who started it that it refers to a sort of no man's land between Craftsbury and Walcott. And I just thought, oh, well, those places are great enough in and of themselves, so a no man's land between them has to be really really the place to be.
So at Lost Nation Brewing in Morrisville, what was your assessment of the food? And what did you have? I'm guessing the bloody cheeseburger.
Yeah, and that's exactly how they want you to order it, bloody or burnt. And it was delicious. And we shared, they make a beer called a Goza beer, which is a salty, sour beer. It's a German style beer. And they have a Goza Gouda. So we shared this one, Goza Gouda fondue. Mm. Absolutely delicious and beautifully presented with whole mushrooms and apple slices to dunk in it. And Glenn Russell, who I was with, had a tempeh Reuben. So we were really just adored our evening there. And I would have stayed for another beer, but it's 50 miles away. And I want to say, I'm going back and I plan to walk there at least partway, maybe 10 miles. Because one reason they started a place to eat is they're right on the Lamoille Valley Rail Trail, which will when finished goes from Swanton to St. Jay. And so you can walk to their beer garden from however far. I want to walk there like 10 miles away.
That's nice. This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Sally Pollock, who writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press. We're discussing the food being served up at local microbreweries. Sally, Otter Creek in Middlebury is another that you've tried. So what's going on there?
So Otter Creek is at the end of this what's called the Middlebury Tasting Trail, this set of places that make drinks. There's a winery there. There's Appalachian Gap Distillery and Otter Creek. There's a little tap room right with these huge windows looking into their brewery, so you can have a very nice casual meal. And these are inexpensive meals too. I had a really good tuna panini and really good kale salad, chopped really well so that you don't even have to make an effort to chew your kale. And you can look in at this brewing apparatus. So it's a nice place to just enjoy kind of a casual meal and good beer, and a variety of good beers, of course. And then we went to, for Super Bowl, we went to the first brew pub in Vermont, which is the Vermont Pub and Brewery.
Of course.
And boy, was that a good beer. I felt like I was having fizzy, you know, fruit juice. It was forbidden fruit beer brewed with raspberries. Delicious. Chicken wings and chili and a Philly cheesesteak. And if only the Eagles were playing. It would have been
one of these years. Any other food serving microbreweries worth noting?
Well, you have. I've decided you could be creative about this. For instance, let's note that Hill Farmstead was just named the number one brewery in the world. Okay, once again, they are a top 19,000 breweries. And one of their beers of 2014 that was named one of the best releases of the year is a blueberry beer. So they get the blueberries from their neighbor, pick your own berry patch. So you could go there and pick berries and wait in line and eat blueberries while you're waiting for the best beer in the world. Or you could go to Willie's General Store and buy the best cheese in the world, which is made down the road, and have cheese. Someone up there must make the best bread in the world. Last night I happened to have a beer and a meal sort of in one. A friend gave me beer. We are going to travel to New Hampshire for this. Brewed in Portsmouth, New Hampshire at a place called Earth Eagle. And it was gruit brewed with moosehead broth. Another place I really want to go is Four Quarters Brewing in Winooski. It's this tiny little garage. We didn't know if it was a bike shop or a brewery when we went in the other night and had a beer there. In March, they're going to start having sushi Friday nights. It's will be their one-year anniversary. There's going to be a tap takeover of Four Quarters beer in Winooski, and then every Friday they're going to have sushi. It's this tiny little, very cool spot. And the brewer in there makes the beer and built the place, and it's going to start rolling sushi.
Wow, sounds fantastic. Boy, Sal, you take us to so many great places. Sally Pollock writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press. Sally, thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Sure, thank you.